and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have a couple of comments in regards to the play that was put on. I don't want to call it a play, a dramatic presentation, Mamma Mia, that was put on a couple of weeks ago. I want to personally thank Mrs. Waters and Mrs. Clark and the students that were involved. That was amazing. It was an amazing show. And also the set building.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Burgess,
yep.
Who,
Mr. Graney,
the students put the whole set together. Everything was amazing. I'm always amazed by what our students get on that stage and do. It was wonderful. I also want to remind people that April 22nd by 5 p.m. in the superintendent's office will be the last day to submit any Board of Education petitions to run for the board. We have 3 seats open. We have Mr. Dudley is going to join us again if elected. Mr. Barber will be thanking him for his service as he's elected not to run again this year. He will certainly be missed. So don't forget, April 22nd by 5 o'clock. Let's see, any other comments from the board? That's all I have.
So moved.
We could just not accept it, right?
Exactly.
Sounds like a good idea to me. I begged for months.
Sounds like a nice habit.
Anyone else? Anything? Okay. Mr.
Pete. Great. Just a couple of quick things. First off, there was a BOCES Skills USA competition, and we had 4 students do exceptionally well in the competition. Maya Waskowski placed first in a prepared speech. Sam Chaplin, first place in auto vehicle maintenance. Ian Dickinson, third place in action skills. And Mike Knapp, third place in carpentry. So a big congratulations goes out to those students. It's a pretty big achievement on their part. So we appreciate their hard work on that. On April 17th, that would be Wednesday from 3 to 6, at the Municipal Center here in Whitehall, there will be a meeting on the proposed changes to the flood map that's being proposed by FEMA. That should be a really interesting meeting. Our building here at the high school falls now clearly in a floodplain. So there will be ongoing discussions with our insurer, and I would assume that we will likely see some increases in our premiums when they come due again in September. But we'll know more if the new floodplain maps are approved. Just a reminder to the board, each year we need to participate in the BOCES budget vote that will be held here at 7:15 a.m. on Thursday, the 23rd of April. I believe we're very close to a quorum at this point, so I need to just ask Mr. Dudley and Mrs. Norton if they're going to be able to participate that morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we have a quorum. All right, fantastic. Lastly, per the conversation that occurred last month at the Board of Education meeting, as I said I would, I reached out to Tetra Tech. Had several conversations with them about when they might be able to participate in a community meeting, a community forum regarding the pool space. We have scheduled May 29th at 6 p.m. for that community forum. So we will continue to get that information out to the community between now and then and encourage folks to come in and share their voice regarding what direction to head with that space and provide recommendations to our Board of Education. At this point, depending on how we host the meeting, whether we're going to just do sit and listen or we're going to kind of sit around tables, and share information, gather information. It will either be in the auditorium or in the high school cafeteria.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll get that information out once we kind of set up the format of that meeting. So good things, interesting things, lots of things happening. So administrators' comments. Adriana, what would you like to share about the elementary school?
We are starting state testing this week, so our teachers have been diligently preparing our students, especially our first-time students in third grade. So we are ready for tomorrow.
Good luck.
Good times. Ethan? Yeah.
Well, it's we just ended up our last marking period Friday, so we're beginning the fourth marking period for the junior-senior high school, which means it's testing season, just like the elementary school. So we're preparing for regions at the end of the year. But it's also the fourth marking period houses the senior trip, the prom, all the fun things. So it's an interesting 8 weeks left of the year, and we'll be looking forward to graduation soon.
Busy.
Yep.
Thank you.
Kendra.
The special education department is on track to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, completed with annual reviews before Memorial Day weekend. So that is, we've been working diligently there. And last Friday, myself, Ms. Henry, and Ms. Waters were able to go to Head Start over in Whitehall in the afternoon and take a look at our incoming preschoolers. So that was great to be able to do that. And, you know, it's always a good way to end a Friday. So that was great.
How large is that class coming in? Do we know?
It's not yet. We have a couple coming from Head Start, but not many. But we were also able to kind of take a look at students who will be coming the year after as well. So that's nice.
So the students that would come in from Head Start, would they come in typically in a pre-K program? Or?
They would come in kindergarten.
Is that something that you've done in the past, or you've had an opportunity to visit like that?
It's something that Kendra is really kind of kicking off. It's been encouraged in the past, but it wasn't something, unfortunately, that necessarily always played itself out. So it's very helpful for our psychologist and our special ed director to really put their eyes on our kids that are coming in from other programs to have a better sense of what their needs and their strengths may be when they hit the building.
That's great.
Talk to the teachers over there who are familiar with them, get a little bit of input. So.
Thank you.
No surprises in September.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay, Board of Staff Reports, Treasurer's Report.
All right. I would like to ask Laura if she'd like to share any other information in regard to the documents that were submitted. Are they pretty self-explanatory?
These are pretty self-explanatory for the Treasurer's Report.
All right. With that said, I'd like to recommend the Board take action to approve the Treasurer's Report.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lambert? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Board minutes. I'd like to recommend the Board take action to approve the Board of Education meeting minutes of March 18 of 2024.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the Board take action to approve the audit and finance meeting notes of March 18 of 2024.
We have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Lambert. We have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the Board take action to approve the CSE, CPSE minutes on the multitude of dates that you see listed before you.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
I think Mr. Pratt, I heard first. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. We have some appointments. Is there concern doing these as a group? Or do we need to split any out for any reason?
Collective is fine with me.
Yeah.
collective okay? All right, go ahead, Mr. D.
All right, I'd like to recommend the permanent appointment of Lexi Deichel to the position of account clerk at the elementary school. The permanent appointment of Kim Marviglio to the position of teacher's aide. Nicole Molinaro to the permanent appointment of school nurse. With thanks, she's really done a great job.
She's amazing.
She's been great to have here. Good connections. I'd like to recommend Nicole Goslin to the permanent position of food service helper. Steve Woodard to the permanent position of school bus driver. Thank goodness, it's another school bus driver, which is always a great thing. Robert Jones to the position of substitute cleaner. Like to also, in that substitute, we're appointing substitute, recommending substitute first because he started for us for a handful of days. We had an opening become available, so we are now also recommending him for a 26-week probationary appointment here within the district as well. We need to do both because he did work for us in the capacity as a substitute for a short period of time. I'd also like to recommend Rebecca Stone to the 26-week probationary food service helper position. And then in regard to the upcoming budget vote to be held on May 21st, Heather Morcom, Penny Hollister, and Marcia Ross as chairperson, chief inspector, and election inspectors, respectfully.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
Motion.
Mr. Lambert, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We do have some resignations. The first two I'd like to recognize for their long-term commitment to the district. Mr. Gould has submitted his resignation for the purpose of retirement after 31 years in the school district as a math teacher. So a big thanks goes out to Mr. Gould for his time and commitment to our students. Next, we have Robin Melton, who was a history teacher here at the high school for 22 years. And she, too, has submitted her letter of resignation for retirement. So a big thanks goes out to both of those folks for all their time and commitment to our students. I'd also like to recommend the resignation of Sarah Gordon from a teacher's aide position and Lyle Hurlbert from the position of cleaner.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
So moved, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lambert. Any discussion? On behalf of the Board of Education, I'd also like to thank Mr. Paul Gould and Mrs. Robin Melton for their years of service. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have a trip proposal for the senior class. Jake, are you speaking on behalf of that, or are you here just as...
I'm here to, if there are questions or concerns about it.
All right.
I'd like to talk about it. I can a little bit, for sure.
So Jake has submitted a proposal for the senior class to go on their senior trip this year to the American Dream, which is an amusement park, I believe, in New Jersey.
Yep, right next to you.
And also to the Bronx Zoo, spending some time going out to eat, going, staying in a hotel. So great trip for the kids, wonderful opportunity for them to go to a few places that some of them may have never been.
Nice.
So thanks to Jake for getting this set up for our students.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Mullen? Mm-hmm. Any discussion? Any questions?
I had just one quick question.
Yes, please.
With regards to the funding, it looks like you've got quite a shortfall going into the end of the year.
We do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This class was obviously, you know, the COVID fundraising hurt us pretty bad. This class is not the greatest of fundraisers out there. There's a select group that do a pretty good job, but as a whole, it's tough sledding. I do know some of the parents are hosting something right now. I'm not 100% sure what it is or how it's going. I think it's like a calendar raffle type thing. So we're trying to get a better idea of how many students as a whole are going. We do still have one fundraiser in the bank that we're looking to put on. We just don't know what the cumulative number is yet. The bus is paid for, and their senior cruise, which is separate from all this, is also paid for. So that was a big chunk of change for them. But we're hoping a couple more fundraisers here and there should cover most of the bill.
Okay. Are the funds for the cruise, is that part of the $7,900, or is that already out of the $7,900?
That's part of that $7,900. It's an additional, I think, $3,500 for the cruise.
And the only reason I ask, I just worry about, you know, I suspect there's going to be a number of students that are going to be financially challenged to be able to go on that trip.
And that's certainly what we're trying to avoid, you know, by doing these fundraiser things. We just haven't had the student turnout for these kind of things, unfortunately, through them. And we did have a conversation with them in January, you know, having this exact conversation, like, you guys don't fundraise, we can't promise it's going to be a cost-free trip. And they understood, and this is what they want to do. The overnight was stressed more than anything. Mm-hmm. And that's really where the big, you know, the hit come in, because the hotel is going to cost a decent amount of money. But it's what they wanted. We're trying to make it happen. They just understand that there is going to be a financial burden to them, I guess.
Well, I hope they're successful with their fundraising.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. You've all received and also have in front of you the proposed budget for the 24-25 school year. Again, this budget has been put together with the assumptions that were put forth by the governor's office back, it's about two and a half months ago. As I'm sure you're all aware, the state budget still has not been finalized and approved, so we are acting on this budget based on that preliminary information that we received. We do have no reason to believe we would receive less money. Worst case scenario, we might receive more, but you never know. I'm not going to hold my breath on that, but we are looking at a 0.5% increase, which equates to about $28,000 increase over this year. We've been able to hold the budget flat thanks to the hard work of our administrative staff and the work that is done by Lori and her staff in the business office, with a litany of meetings with faculty, staff, administration, department heads to get to this point. So I'm happy to recommend the board take action to approve the proposed budget for the upcoming school year.
We have a motion to approve the proposed budget.
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lambert. Any questions? thank you, Lori and administration, for all the hard work in the audit and finance committee that have also been looking us all over. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Much of the same information comes along with the property tax report card that needs to be approved. Without the actual state budget in place, those numbers in our property tax report card are basically placeholders. We are hopeful that things don't change in a radical manner where that property tax report card needs to be reconfigured and resubmitted to the state. If that happens, we'll be reaching out to the board to let you guys know. And if it does, we may need to have another meeting to get those approvals from the Board of Education, because everything from us to the state is time sensitive. Everything from the state to the rest of its constituents, sadly, clearly, is not. So, with that said, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the property tax report.
Do we have a motion to approve?
I make a motion.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd also like to recommend the board take action to approve the ballot, this a draft ballot again at this point, for the 24-25 school year.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. You're dragging your feet, aren't you? Not letting you.
No, you're not going to beat it.
No, well, yeah, I'll be sitting
left.
Down there.
You also have in front of you the corrected tax bills, which we need to provide refunds for to a series of different parcels. You have that information sitting in front of you. The total is not substantial, but it is something that needs to be approved on a yearly basis when errors are noted.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lambert, I think I heard first. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right, you've got some disposals. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the following disposals. Some damaged library books, a cafeteria serving line, cafeteria warmer, and a milk cooler. Each of the three cafeteria pieces of equipment no longer work.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, and then I think I heard Mr. Barber. I'll take it as a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Items of information.
Items of information.
You guys are already went over it all.
Yep, to reiterate what Roxanne already said, nominating petitions are due Monday, April 22nd. The BOCES budget vote is forthcoming, 7:15 in the morning on April 23rd. We do have a quorum for that now. That's all I have.
How about public comments?
I only need one more signature from Mr. Barber, and he'll be back on the ballot.
Started filling it out for him.
Okay, we'll all sign.
His campaign manager.
Yeah, campaign manager.
We have a
motion. Louis taught me well.
Motion to adjourn, then?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, we have a second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Mowat, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Great afternoon.